We are live.
You know, as a kid, how everyone hates getting up early in the morning to go to school? Well, I'm here to inflict that pain onto a whole another generation by raising money to build a school through WP Beginner and Pencils of Promise. I am Sad Balky, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's tough.
You know what time it is?
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drad.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest in WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop. Talking shop with community leaders and innovators.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes!
Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni. The craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet. Your favorite WordPress personalities, Dre Armada and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
What is going on? We're back. Dradcast episode 18 after taking last week off. Dre, what's up, buddy?
Hey, save WordPress, drink beer, baby. That's all I got to say. What's going on, big Brad?
Not too much, not too much. And I'm excited for our special host tonight, the one and only Mr. Affiliate Link himself, Saeed. What's up, man?
All good. Excited to be here. Finally got my invitation for this thing.
Oh, come on, man. That's been in your inbox. It's episode 000, so that's
We've been working through your people to actually get you on this show, so it's quite a process to even get in front of this man, so we're excited to have you on. How was your holiday, guys? We just had the 4th of July last week. We took the week off. How did you guys, what did you do? You have fun?
You know, it's always a special holiday for me. So 13 years ago, actually on the 3rd, I arrived back into San Diego, into Coronado, off of my first full deployment on the John C. Stennis. So I'm of Cuban descent. My mother was on board. She came back from Hawaii with us. So it's called the Tiger Cruise. And she was standing behind me in full tears, really understanding what freedom was all about, right? What this whole country and what we stand behind, stand for is all about. And I'm standing at parade rest, manning the rails as we're coming into harbor, and I just hear sobbing. So they threw a big old block party for me 4th of July, and I know it was more than just a homecoming. It's our birthday as a nation, and it was pretty exciting for me. So it's always a good holiday. Had an awesome time with the family. How was your guys's?
It's 4th of July is very special for me. One reason is because it's the birthday of WP Beginner. We actually launched WP Beginner on 4th of July.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so trivia for you.
I know. So that was exciting, and I was also on a 10-day trip over the East Coast. I went to Niagara Falls, New York City, D.C., and stopped at a bunch of the places on the way. So it was good fun.
Yeah, I spent the 4th on a boat in the middle of the Potomac, watching the fireworks over the Washington Monument. I mean, it doesn't get much more patriotic than that.
That's right.
It's an amazing time. Always a fun holiday time to take some time off of work, spend some time with your friends and family, and get re-energized, right? But now we're back in it, so let's get on with it, because we got a couple things to talk about today.
Well, and before we do that, I do need to quote something that Jeffro threw in the chat room here. Jeffro from WP Tavern throws out, for 4th of July, he actually blew his hand off with a firework, but he was able to restore it with Vault Press. Oh!
I'm not quick enough on my...
Oh, man, that was well played. Man, what are you guys sipping on? I'd like to know what you guys are drinking.
What do you got there, Saeed? I have a feeling I'm drinking alone tonight, so
Sweet tea.
Suspicion. And you're down in Florida, so that's some legit sweet tea, right? Like,
that's
there's
right.
No other tea. That's just tea.
That's
Seagram's
tea.
Seagram's sweet tea is what it is. It's got the good stuff in there. Man, I'm rocking a pink cup of something delicious, but it will remain unnamed. How about that?
Unnamed pink. I got. I'm deep in baseball season here. Team's been looking a little better lately, so I'm rocking my Phillies cup, and I got a little, I don't know, rum and ginger. Captain Ginger, so.
Captain Ginger.
Ginger.
I love it.
Well,
Well, hey, let's move on to the show here. This week's episode 18 is brought to you by Gravity Forms. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? The de facto standard for WordPress forms. It doesn't get any easier in terms of forms on WordPress than it does with Gravity Forms. Over 677,000 installations to date, folks. 1.7 launched here recently. Go check them out at gravityforms.com. They're super awesome. We all love them. We all use them. You should too. So make sure you head over there and check them out. Good stuff. Well, sorry. Listen, I think we met. It's been a couple years, and unfortunately, I don't think that you've made it to the Santan alumni yet. Is that correct? Have you been to Santan's down in Chandler, Arizona?
No.
Oh boy, that's going to have to change. So next year, hopefully, we can change that. Maybe at the end of this year.
No, when I first met you, Saeed, you were 21. In fact, I think you were like 18.
Yes, I was 18. No, I was 18 years old when you first met me in New York.
Right, and that's been a few years because I know you're over 21 now. But yeah, at the time you were, and if anyone's ever met you in person, it might be hard to tell on video. But you're a pretty tall guy. You're bigger than me. You're bigger than most people I know. I would never have guessed you're 18 at the time. I don't think many people knew that. So it's pretty respectable what you were doing even at that time a few years ago. So let's kind of back it up a little bit, as Dre would say, and talk about how you really got into WordPress and where did you start? I know you have a long history of being an entrepreneur, so walk us through it.
I would start with the tech side, so to keep things short and fast. 2002, I started getting into domaining and building proxies to bypass the internet firewalls in the school so I can play games online. Went into arcades, web directories, and then out of all that stuff, blogging was the next big thing, and I was looking for a platform, and I found WordPress, and I found it to be so easy. I was also doing, client work at this time. I was like, okay, screw these like HTML sites that I'm building for these clients and charging them a very low fee on a monthly retainer, and just build them on WordPress and give them this platform so they can just do it. So that's how I pretty much took like a big exit on my retainer based like small clients by saying, okay, I'll charge you an one-time fee. That was like, upfront fee, and I'll move you to WordPress. That happened in 08, and I found out that, while I gave them WordPress, they didn't know how to use it, so I was getting the same questions over and over again. I was, like, finding myself replying to emails quite a lot, and I was like, okay, I wanted to get out of this, not, get into this, get back into this. So I was like, okay, what's the solution? And boom, there comes WP Beginner, because at the time, most websites were by developers for developers. So I was like, okay, I should create a resource that is, for users, by users. And I ended up doing just that.
What year did WPBeginner.com come around?
2009. So the idea came about in January, I think. But like, I didn't launch it until July because, planning everything and getting everything ready to go.
So WP Beginner is now 4 years old. As of last week. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's not an easy feat for any niche based website like WP Beginner, which is revolving around WordPress stuff and geeky tech stuff around WordPress, right? Which is simply amazing. I know that it's helped out a lot of people. It's grown tremendously over the years. Let's talk a bit about that. Where is it today? Because it's not just Saeed anymore. Running this thing, you've got a lot of awesomeness going on here, don't you?
Yes. So I hired my 13th employee while I was at WordCamp Orange County. hired my 13th employee. So WP Beginner is more than just a blog. We have a consulting service that we run on the side, but we mainly work with larger clients, so we don't take a lot of small clients. And also, I have other side projects that are growing to be pretty big, and list25.com is one of them, and then I launched another one called Steady Strength recently. So I have my hands full, but WP Beginner has grown to be pretty huge. It's a large site. We have 50,000 plus Twitter followers, more than that on email lists. So yeah, we have a pretty good following.
Yeah, and it's definitely grown into, and for a long time it's been really a great resource for, it's called Beginner, but I honestly think it's more than just a beginner's resource. I stumble across WP Beginner probably on a weekly basis, just searching Google for things I'm, you know, refreshing myself or need to do in WordPress. And a lot of times I find the answers in your articles, and I don't consider myself a beginner, so I think it helps. I mean, it's obviously focused towards beginner, but you have a lot of great content that kind of spans outside that realm, right?
Yes, that's true. So when people ask me that, I define the beginner is a loose term. You could be a beginning theme designer. You could be a beginning plugin developer, or you could be a real novice WordPress user, like a beginner. So we try to get our content, breaking it down to that level. So if you find an article in a themes category, we already expect you to know HTML and CSS and, you're inside of a loop and stuff like that. So you can actually take those tutorials and implement it in your theme. So that's why I call it beginner, because we kind of assume that and then work our way step by step from that point on.
Another interesting thing that you do that I don't know, I don't even know if I can name another site off the top of my head that does this, is most sites post tutorials, how to do X, Y, Z. They post it, and say you post that back in 2009, and it sits there, and it quickly becomes stale. But one thing that you do, and I think you do it with all your articles, but correct me if I'm wrong, is that you actually keep them fresh and up to date. So if you write a tutorial on how to do something, we all know open source moves very fast. So 2 years from now, it's most likely out of date. But you actually go back and update that. So your articles, regardless of when they're written, are actually extremely current.
That's correct. So with how WordPress community is so awesome, it doesn't let us slip. So we're not tweeted like a normal blog. If something is wrong, I'm getting a Twitter direct message.
They'll call me out when I'm wrong.
I know. So I'm always getting, hey, this article is wrong. You're doing a disservice to the beginners by keeping this article wrong. So we have one guy who's actually always just going back and updating articles. As a matter of fact, we have a 30 articles that are updated that I need to merge, so they get updated.
The WordPress community, watch it or they put your ass on blast.
Call you out quick.
Now I got some breaking news that just came in. Angie Meeker, that's here, and it seems to be one of the organizers or someone related to the WordCamp Columbus that's going to be here August 2nd and through the 3rd. Has told us we can go ahead and announce that Saeed actually has been brought on to be the keynote speaker for WordCamp Columbus this year. So congratulations to the camp, one, and nice. To Saeed. That's just super kick-ass. So congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank
you. Grew up so quick, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Yep, so really excited about WordCamp Columbus. It's been one of my favorite camps. I go there every year. I haven't missed a single one since I started going.
No. I will do my first keynote speaking gig when I have a walker and a diaper on. That's what's going to happen. So congratulations. You're half my age. You're cool. Killing it, brother. That's very cool. That's what I like to see.
So what's next for WP Beginner? You've been around a while. You have a great reputation, a lot of good content. Anything what's coming? I mean, just keep pumping out fresh content. Got anything new and exciting? Or?
Well, one of the cool things that we're doing right now is we're celebrating WP Beginner's birthday by having the largest WordPress giveaway ever. We have over $25,000 in combined value of prizes, over 200 prizes, and security is one of them. Thank you, Dre, for supporting us. Sure. One of the things that I'm doing as part of this is that I'm running a fundraiser side by side to help build a school.
Let's get into that. I'd like to talk about that a bit as we get into the pressing topics today, folks. It's brought to you by WPSessions.com. WPSessions.com features live training from well-known experts in the WordPress community. On July 13th, you should join everybody that's already signed up to come in and listen in to Corey Miller, Chris Lemma, and Cara Hancock for excellent tips on building a WordPress business. Something that Saeed really knows about. And actually, I got to hear you at WordCamp Orange County chat about that a bit. So WPSessions.com, with decades of real world experience, these folks are going to really hook you up. They're going to talk to you about how to launch your own startup, grow a dependable team, and price and market your services appropriately. So go check it out at WPSessions.com. Let's talk about this school a little bit, because I got to talk to you at WordCamp Orange County a bit. It's very exciting to me. I think that that there's some good opportunities for you to be able to push this out. But at the end of the day, there's going to be some really, really fortunate young children that are going to be able to benefit from this. And I'd like to hear a bit about the actual program, how you got involved with it, and then what it is you're doing based on how much people actually donate. Is it true that you're actually matching some of this?
That's correct. So in short, the giveaway, you know, every dollar that's donated, I'll match it up to $25,000. One of the reasons why I stand behind education a lot is because I, you know, grew up in Pakistan, mm-hmm. and I had friends that weren't as privileged as me to go to school, and I don't think that education is a privilege. I think like basic education, if we get that, you know, in the countries, we can, you know, eliminate poverty and all sort of bad things that are going on in the world. So I found out about Pencils of Promise last year through one of my friends, Lewis House, and I really liked the fundraiser that he did. So I talked with him. I looked into the organization. I talked to the founder, Andrew, and they're pretty cool. They build schools in Guatemala. They build schools in Laos, Ghana, and Nicaragua. And so I was like, okay, and just $25 educates a child for a year. Okay.
So $25 educates a child for a year.
I mean, that's right.
Let's think through that a bit. I mean, that's two mornings at Starbucks with your buddy.
That's correct.
Well, that is not an unreasonable investment for someone's 12 months worth of education for a child.
Yep. That. So I was like, that is nothing. So I was like, okay, what is it? They're like, $10,000 for a classroom, and then $25,000 for a school, and I was like, okay, that's one project for, So why don't we just do that? And so I decided, okay, I will match all donations up to $25,000. So come on, guys, let's get this bar up to $25,000,
and that builds a school. Yeah, we need to get this done. I mean, so far you've raised just over $2,200.
That's right.
The goal being $25,000, so there is money left on the table, people. We need to make this happen. How long do we have until this is over?
Just four more days. I'm going to build a school regardless of whatever the donation is there. I'm going to put up my part of the money just because I believe in the cause, and, if whatever more is there, the more the merrier.
Yeah, this is awesome. Everybody listening, everybody out there in the chat room, we definitely need to get the word out and spread this around, because I don't know if it's been spread around as much as it basically could be. So the more we can tweet this, share it, get people involved, I'll certainly be giving a donation. So I will be passing this around to everybody I know. But, I mean, this is cool because this is WordPress, and Amanda kind of mentioned this in the chat room, but this is WordPress, things happening in WordPress that are actually helping people outside of WordPress. So what you're not helping people specifically around WordPress or around, something computer related. You're just helping kids get an education, which is absolutely amazing. So it's a really, really cool idea. It's definitely hats off. That's really neat.
Yep.
Well, not for nothing. I went ahead and donated. I think I just took care of four children for the year. So that's pretty rad.
Thank you. Thank Bam. You, Greg.
Just like that. I will do it when we're done because I don't want to crash my internet. But it's
No, we got – see, I am the interwebs, so we're good to go. This is a noble cause. On top of all of the business building that you've been involved with, and I was excited to kind of sit in on the panel that they had on Sunday at WordCamp Orange County to hear you speak about how you've progressed from a young man and cutting your teeth with the web stuff into – the businesses that you're driving today. This is, there's a lot more long-term business folks that have had great successes that are not doing these type of noble deeds to help children grow. And I commend you on that. Pretty exciting stuff. Let's switch gears here a little bit, and we can step back to that. I'd like to see what we can do to publish publicize this program a bit more. But let's step back a second. It's something that happened today that I think caught most of the WordPress community off guard. Now, we've talked probably in half the episodes that we've had here at the Dragcast about news sites that are WordPress news outlets, and how challenging it's been to sustain them. We've been through quite a few, some very short-lived, some longer, with more historical value that have disappeared, reappeared. And here we are with one that over the last year has taken that whole kind of world, that whole market by storm, in terms of the amount of content that they're putting out. And really some just great articles and getting a lot of interaction from the community. that resource is WP Daily. For those that don't know what I'm speaking about yet, they put out a post today at the organization that actually owned it, at 8bit.io, that they were waving goodbye to this new site, that it had met their criteria in terms of the metrics and so on that they wanted to meet. And then, in turn, it's not fitting into their strategy for the organization at this time. So, say goodbye. It caught me off guard. I didn't expect that when I saw the news this morning. What was your guys' initial reaction to seeing this put out publicly today?
What's weird is they didn't just say goodbye. They basically said, peace out, and we're taking our content with us. Like, they literally shut down and took down everything. Like, you can't
say
link
what?
To their old articles. So, like, actually, a couple of the topics we're going to talk about tonight were linked to them, and I was like, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no.
We could pull it up on the cache, but, did that surprise you, Saeed? Because I was shocked. I did not see that coming.
I was surprised entirely. One, you know, because they were going pretty strong, and it sounded like, you know, they were very committed to it, and they were like calling out. I mean, in the beginning, they were calling out other news sites for not doing their job. Like, they called out The Candy, they called out Tavern and stuff. So they were producing good content time over time. I was just like, okay, what happened? But I saw it on Twitter, and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? It was totally shocked.
So, I don't know where it's going to go from here. I'm assuming that there's maybe some discussions. I have heard wind that there might be negotiations for stuff for folks that may be serious in moving this thing forward. I don't know details of that, but I think it'd be interesting to kind of see where this all goes. Is it truly going to be dead in the water, or are they courting folks to come in and maybe take this bad boy over? Now, when I look at it and value something like this, we got into the value discussions a while back. I think WP Tavern was part of that. I talked about WP Vibe because I had sold that. There was another property early on in our broadcast that was selling. I don't remember how much money it ended up getting. But it's challenging for me to evaluate something like this because of the risks involved with it. One, two, it's short-term nature. You're talking about something that had a lot of content in a very short burst. You know, any revenue that it's generating is probably ad-based revenue. Do those folks stick around? Do the folks that are consuming this material stay around, or do they just kind of go? When you change the guard on something like this, is the new management going to continue the positive piece of creating as much content that they were? So where does the value lie at the end? I wonder what something like this would really generate. I think it's very different than something like a WP Tavern or some of these other properties that have been around for a long time that went up on the block.
It's really hard to value something like this, right? Because how do you value normally? By potential and potential revenue or the actual revenue?
Well, it depends. I mean, forward revenue, you could do it a couple different ways. The multiplier is going to be interesting to calculate on something like this because it is such a high-risk, small niche thing, right?
Yeah, but and the revenue is not very high, at least from if all the revenues were being made from the ads being sold on the sidebar, which there were a lot of, by the way, when it got added. Sure. Like, I don't know how you value it. I mean, it all comes down to a point. You really have to be passionate about creating WordPress news. I don't know what was their intention and at first. What were their goals? What were the expectations? But you know, it really comes down that you have to be really passionate about this.
Well, I think it's
one of the reasons this really caught everyone by surprise. And Dre, you mentioned that we chatted about this, and one of the things we said is that they are doing it right because WP Daily is not their primary source of funding. They don't
have to
make money to survive from that site. It's definitely a plus if they're making money. It justifies the time they're spending on it, but they don't have to make money, right? So because 8-Bit is their that's their primary source. That's their company. That's who's making the money. So that's why I think I was so shocked that it went down. I could see a site that's just doing this on the side and trying to make money and survive shut down because they're just not making money. Pretty much what we saw happen with WP Tavern when it shut down initially.
Here's what I think happened. I think they got pissed off and saw that this wasn't a big revenue earner for them right now in the short term anyways and said, screw you guys.
Fine.
Here's the real deal, right? So they're really injuring the community more than anything else. Whether this met their long-term strategies or not, you didn't just keep it online and let it continue to kind of do its thing and not put out new content and take away those resources in terms of whoever was contributing to the content. You've taken away some very valuable discussions and content that has been cross-linked and is being used by the community at large. And in the end, whether it's a business decision to do that in the short term or not, I think it's a pretty piss-poor approach in terms of taking that away from a community that was garnering them and making them worth a shit. So that's Dre's take.
Yeah, I think Robert brings up a very important point that, you know, if it has anything to do with PressGram and investors, because investors don't like it when you're involved in too many different areas. So, and, you know, one of the things is, yes, they had 8-bit in terms of, you know, the monetary value, but somebody's spending the time. And I think John, who was the main, you know, one of the co-founders of
it. Great job, don't get me wrong.
So his time is entirely being spent on WP Daily. So maybe it was affecting their business.
But on the flip side of that, you know, in my opinion, WP Daily was the top news source currently.
Oh yeah,
that's correct. WordPress.
There's some others, the Tavern, WP Force, a few others. I felt like those were pumping out great content, but I really felt like WP Daily was a bit of the leader. And because of that, I think even with PressGram, I understand they have investors. But that they are basically in charge of the number one resource to promote PressGram, you know, and to promote their other stuff. So they have an instant avenue to promote this stuff to potentially a much larger audience.
I'm a PressGram backer because I
enjoy. We have an investor here.
Well, I enjoy what they're doing. This is a little alarming to me that they could just go and push and shut shop. I had advertising on WP Daily at one point. Sure, they put out that they'll pay it back. That's really irrelevant. It's the context. It's the principle on how they were pushing this until very recently, and then now all of a sudden we just shut doors. And you're telling me it's because you've met where you wanted to be, and it's not meeting your long term strategies. Come on, that really doesn't make
sense.
There's
definitely something else going on. There's no reason you just take all that content off and just say goodbye. Like, that's weird. I could see if they put a post out and said, hey, We're kind of done here, and then explain why on WP Daily, not on 8-bit, and say this is going to be the last post, and then leave everything up in an archive state, at least for a little while, at the very least. The fact they just shut everything down, I don't know if I've seen a website do that, unless there was definitely some kind of bigger issue going on behind the scenes that we didn't know about.
Yeah, like you got hacked, or... You know, whatever.
Or sued or something. You know, something like certainly. You know, something like that. I think we all know the content coming out. Like, they were really grasping for stories lately. Like, some of the stuff they were putting out was good stuff. Other stuff was you know, it wasn't quality news. It was really grasping for stuff. I felt like they were trying to be a tech crunch for WordPress. And there's definitely enough news for WordPress to have news dedicated sites for WordPress news. There isn't enough to be like a TechCrunch for WordPress. There isn't enough to have 20 posts coming out a day. It's not going to happen with WordPress. There's not that they were grasping at stuff to try to pump out 10 or 20 a day rather than, you know, one or two or three really quality posts per day. It was like 20, like, paragraph or two posts per day. Mm-hmm. So I think we were seeing a little bit of that, too, towards the end.
I honestly think that, you know, who has time to read 20 posts in a day about WordPress news? Like, I rely on my Twitter list of like 50, 60 people that I have, you know, as WordPress experts, and I just follow that stream every once in a while in the day. I just scroll down, look through the tweets, and that's all the news that I need, because one of those are always tweeting about something. And then, mm-hmm. I think that's like that sort of micro news or compact news site is something that I would be more interested in looking at.
Something that is this close niche, again, you look at WordPress, a lot of users, powers 17-18% of the internet, but the ecosystem that's going to be following that news and is interested in the news that's coming out from that is just but a small fraction of that.
Very true.
When you look at that, they're just the regular news blog kind of traditional model is not going to be sustainable for something that small. And that's just the reality. And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen it with 5, 6, 7 different sites in our world at you know, WP Daily in the oddest of ways, being the latest casualty there. Now, exciting enough, and to just jest a little bit, WP Candy did put out a blog post today, so there's that. We do have
there's that.
We do have WP Tavern, which has been active again. We just had Jeff Rowe on the show here recently. I'm excited to see where that goes. You've got What else? You got the Force. WP Force is out. That's
we have
WP Force. Out there. Post-status.
Post-status by Brian. Post-status is another card.
Yeah, he's great in his own.
So what is what is the secret formula? I mean, has anyone actually figured this out yet? Obviously, I think we all agree WP Daily, maybe the way they're doing content wasn't necessarily the right way, but I think they were still making some money. They had some ads. I looked at the prices. They were making it. They had to be making a few grand a month because they were sold, right? So, you know, we've seen WP Canada, we've seen the Tavern. Is there a secret formula to having a news site around something as niche as WordPress as far as the grand scheme of the internet? You know, WordPress is still kind of niche. Is it possible? So, you're a content guy.
Yes, it's possible, but one of the things that I mentioned they were doing wrong is they're pushing out 10 or 20 posts a day, whatever they're pushing out. They're actually writing out the content. You can't spend that kind of time writing, and the same thing for the users, your audience, you know, the WordPress ecosystem that actually very interested towards that kind of content is what? Developers, designers, and, you know, very big WordPress fans, they all have jobs to do. Like, you know, you're not going to spend like your entire day reading their 20 articles or heck, even like 30 minutes because you shouldn't have 30 minutes to waste like that. So come up with like a micro news site and go in that direction. I was told that I heard from Brian Krogsgaard that, like, you know, he's working on improving post status and, you know, he's accelerating his plans on whatever he had in mind. So I guess that would be interesting to see what he had going on, because I honestly thought about creating a new site when WP Candy died out. But the very day that I had a meeting with my team, John from Saddington emailed me from WP Daily, and I was like, oh, well, great, they're doing it, so I don't need to. So I stopped. But if nothing else pops up that's good, then I might dive into that.
It's a wide open market, man. I mean, there's definitely some great news sites, but I feel like one of these sites has to step up and become that leader, right? And I'm really anxious to see who it's going to be, because it's wide open. It could be one of these sites we mentioned. It could be somebody a new site that's not even out there yet. It's really about who has the passion and drive and I think smarts to look at what has failed in the past and make sure they don't make those same mistakes.
Look, what's been successful? You look at the successes around WP specific websites. You got something like WP Beginner. It is not focused on that core small ecosystem that creates stuff on WordPress, the developers, the designers, and all those fun types, which all the other news sites have. And when you look at that, it's too small. You need to expand beyond that. If you're able to hit the beginners, you're able to hit the folks that are wanting to learn WordPress and the latest theme reviews and all this fun stuff. Now you've got something that's expanded beyond that, just that small niche group. You've got something bigger that's still WordPress focused, and that expands your audience, which, you know, you have a bigger chance for advertising and other sustainable models to drive it. That's my two cents, anyways.
I think WP Candy, in my opinion, had the best shot at making it, and I don't think they stopped because of money. I think there were some other factors.
Certainly.
But I think they had the best shot. They were getting creative with how to make money. You can't sustain just off of banner ads or AdSense. You need to get creative around how you're going to make money.
WP Daily,
true, right?
WP Daily, yeah, you're very true. You can't just stand around with, you know, banner ads. You have to go beyond banner ads to make any real money. But WP Daily was following the same methods of WP Candy. They launched a pros section, you know, that which I in itself I believe could be a very good resource, and you can actually make money off of that. But, you know, nobody, like, WP Candy did it right, but then, you know, they actually let the whole thing go. WP Daily was launching it, they, you know, and then they just, like, let it drop. I think we don't have a good listing of trusted WordPress developers. And, you know, whoever gets into that market would be pretty lucrative. That, like, that's one way of making money. From that site.
Yeah, the jobs board. I mean, there was a lot of jobs getting posted on WP Daily, and their jobs board was completely free. Now, granted, if it was paid, you'd see a lot less jobs, but it was still like being used. They still would have made money on that. So that was another way. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can get creative and make money. I still think you can make what, you know, a small team could make a decent amount of money on a WordPress news site. Whether it's enough to survive off of, maybe, maybe not. I mean, it depends. It's going to take a while to get to that point, but I think the long term, they could, you know. I think it's just people aren't, they're either not doing it right or they're doing it right and then getting burnt out.
according to, let's see, who was this? I don't even know who put it out there. Mark, no last name here in the chat room, saying WP Daily was making money. Parentheses around $3K monthly, according to this post that was put out by John sometime actually last month. And it's, the name of the post, retrospective, building a $3K per month blog in 143 days. They were widely successful. They were putting a lot of resources into this. Wasn't only him writing content. There was other content folks there, right?
Yep.
It's going to cost a lot more than $3,000 a month to sustain that, I would assume.
Assuming you're paying everybody, yeah.
Yes, but they had interns, and then they also had guest contributors that were writing. I did notice some of the guest posts were entirely for backlinks by, you know, certain affiliate folks or whatnot. But because I got those same pitches.
You know, Saeed's always checking out those links.
Well, because I turned down those pitches, so I know. One of the things that I would say that Ryan from WP Candy did was launched his ad platform that he reached out to all the WordPress consultants and got on their site. And if that had, you know, I think that had a very strong potential of, you know, WordPress specific ads. So, you know, it's just silly. I'm still shocked.
You know, one thing I would like to see that I've seen on other much larger news sites, but not in the WordPress world, is a site that encourages guest contributions, but also allow those guests to, you know, run some of their own ads. Maybe they use their AdSense code. So, like, if you're reading my article, I'm getting my ads shown, right? So it's more than just my name getting exposure. I have the potential to make money, which is going to give me incentive to write a better article or a more engaging article or one that's going to get more traffic or be shared more. So I haven't seen anybody do that, but I know a lot of the big news sites do that type of thing where they allow those contributors, those writers to monetize a little bit specifically on their articles only. You know, I haven't seen that. I'd be curious to see if that might help, you know, bring in some real quality content. I don't know. I mean, is that something you do, Saeed? Do you do anything like that on your sites?
No, I thought about doing that, but I remember reading that it was against the AdSense policy or something like that. You have to give...
Okay, so don't use AdSense, but there's probably some other...
Yeah, you can do that, but like, you know, it's already hard enough to sell ads on, you know, on your site, let alone sell ads on another site. So at what point do you stop? Because you also have to maintain quality control of the ads, right? If you give the user the ability to change their ad on all of their posts every month, how do you know, right? So you have to put that system in. Otherwise, you might have, like, a porn ad showing, for all I know, on your website because the guy was getting a higher bid. So you have to put that kind of quality control, which is a bit hard.
Yeah, I guess I think the most interesting thing for me about this whole thing is the fact that they just straight up shut everything down, and that's not what I would expect. Like, it's one thing to say we're kind of done. It's another thing to literally take all that content offline that they've been doing for a year or so now. Some really great articles. Like I said, we had links in the show notes that are now dead. They've linked about things that haven't even happened yet that are upcoming, and they were kind of the official public announcement. That are gone. So I mean, it's a big hit and affects a lot of people, and especially when you're in a business that's centered around WordPress, whether it's a service business like what I do, or you sell products, whatever it may be. You know, that exposure is extremely critical in getting those products and services out there, and getting your name out there, and getting people to recognize your brand. So it's a much bigger hit than just taking the site down and saying, all right, we're out of here. You know,
it's too bad. It's a very irresponsible way to take down a resource or something that they've given to a community to help build, you know, connections and news sources and ways for people to find things out, and then to just shut that down. So a community you've been supporting, you just went shit all over it. Really, I think it was a very poor way to approach it personally.
I mean, it says it on even on their homepage right now: community, not agendas. You know. Participation. I don't know why that's there if they wanted to take the content off.
Sad to see, because I respect the folks behind it and what WP Daily had become. So that's certainly unfortunate. It is what it is. So we'll see what comes from that in moving forward. Do you guys fill out the survey, the 2013 survey, the WordPress survey yet?
Yep.
No, we did.
folks, if you haven't, let's make sure that we're going and filling out the 2013 survey so that we voices behind that as we get numbers and so on and moving forward. Good stuff.
That's always, I feel like they, they just published this a couple days ago, right?
It seemed
like it was a little bit late this year. I felt like last year it was around for months, like months people were talking about it.
Yeah, it's pretty late, but I mean, they've done it a few years now, so they're probably getting pretty good data as to when people are actually filling out the survey. So I'm going to err on that side to say that, hey, maybe they didn't need as much time to get the information that they've gotten historically.
And this is always traditionally used in Matt's State of the Word presentation at WordCamp San Francisco in just over 2 weeks, which I'm excited about because the Dradcast will be there. The Drad will be there, I should say. Not the Dradcast, just the Drad.
The Drad Dizzle will be there. Man, so this whole episode has been about communication, I think. When you look at WP Daily and what happened there, you look around the survey and getting great metrics and information to put out the State of the Word. We've got some communication this week on 3.6, which I haven't seen anything for weeks, it seems, because I haven't been that tied to this release cycle. But in terms of announcements and discussion, it's been pretty quiet from the core camp, it seems. But it looks like everything's kind of moving. The post-format UI stuff's been finally completely removed. That's all kind of gone for now. You look at some of the updates. Hasta luego. It looks like it'll be in the plugin for the rest of that development. And they've also done some extensive changes and really refactoring around the revisions portion to posts in this release. So that should be pretty interesting. I haven't played with it yet. I'm excited to kind of work through that to see where they've changed and how that scales, because I think that was the emphasis, just to make sure that the whole revision portion scales properly for larger sites with lots of edits. But the rumor has it that you see in the post, and we saw from a couple of the core developers here on Twitter, was that 3.6 release candidate 1 should be out sometime by the end of this week or early next week. I'm kind of excited because it was so quiet. It was like it just wasn't even happening.
I know. It just died. It was like, 3.6. Hello. I don't know. I mean, it's been a weird, just a weird version in general, right? Like all these major things were going in, and they just one at a time kept getting ripped out. It's just all in all, 3.6 is kind of just a weird release, and I don't think it's going to get any less weird before it goes out the door. So I think everybody wants to get this thing out the door so they can move on, get to 3.7, start talking about getting cool new stuff in WordPress that we can all be super excited about. So it's nice to see some progress, nice to see a release candidate, hopefully is days away. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see. Although it's going to be a relatively thin release in terms of new functionality for a major release. It just doesn't resemble what we've seen from the major releases from recent history. So there's that. What are you gonna do? All right, hey, check. Well, we talked about this a few episodes back. I think there was kind of like a sneaker a newsletter that came out from the iThemes camp talking about their plunge into the e-commerce world. It looks like that's officially launched now. And iThemes had a post that came out, or actually, I think the WP Tavern covered it and WP Daily covered
it. Don't click on that daily link.
on that daily link. Talking about the iThemes launch of Exchange. Have you guys played or seen it or working with it yet?
No, I know Corey sent me an email about sending me a copy. I haven't gotten a chance to play with it yet. And I'm looking forward to it because the screenshots look pretty cool. The UI mm-hmm. looks pretty slick. So,
yeah, it's very nice. I mean, I haven't dove into it as deeply as I want to, but I have played with it a little bit. The focus on just ease of use, I think, is, since they announced it, they've been up front saying that really was their focus. You know, there's a lot of e-commerce platforms out there. What separates Exchange from other ones? I think it's ease of use. That's really what they're going for, which is smart, because you install some of these other packages and it's like, all right, there's 20 setting screens with various options and I can't really get anything to work until I fill this stuff out. It's hot, man. I like it. It's on WordPress.org. They did a free like webinar the other day. I would imagine they're going to do quite a few more of those, and I bet the video's online. I'll have to dig that up, see if we can plug that on the next show, because I don't see it on their website. But they do a lot of really cool free webinars online where they walk through and kind of show you the main features and take questions and stuff. So definitely keep an eye out for that. But I think there's definitely a space for this in the WordPress world. And mm-hmm. iThemes puts out some really quality products, so it's nice to see a company like iThemes behind it.
Yep.
Booyah. Man, we got through a lot of stuff really fast. This is interesting. I'm still kind of stressed out about this whole WP Daily thing. It just saddens me. No, man, it's just a really cool resource. It just sucks the way that it went.
Who's gonna step up? Who's gonna take that spot? You guys got any guesses? Well, gambles here.
I love that I'm seeing in our chat room right now quite a few folks, but two of them that stand out to me are the two of the folks that run WP Tavern for one, and the other one WP Force. So two personas that have been around the WordPress community for a really, really long time, and I think that there's room for more than one. There's room for plenty of news resources out there if it's done correctly. Just don't try to feed the kids for the rest of your life doing it. I think if we continue doing that, we're going to have good sources for us to go ahead and link without them being pulled magically. so it is what it is. Folks, this episode is brought to you by Gravity Forms. Again, 1.7 is out. It's been released, and it is amazingly sick. You need to go check it out if you're not running it. Gravity Forms are the de facto standard when it comes to WordPress forms. So if you're not rocking it, you need to go ahead and check it out at gravityforms.com. Thank you for making this show possible to Carl Hancock and the camp over there at Gravity Forms. Let's move into the bar tricks. I've got a really cool bar trick today. It's not 100% WordPress related, but more on the design side. We can get into that. Brad, I'm excited that you have one up in the show notes prior to game time. This is
I'm on my shit, man. Like I feel like the last two or three episodes I've been Brad on it. Williams. You know, I start thinking about this on Monday, and I'm like, I gotta have a bar trick. I gotta have a bar trick. It's all I think about until I get a bar trick in the document. So I've been pushing myself, man. I'll kick it off, though. How about that?
Yeah, fire away, brother. Fire away.
I am going to promote a competitor because we just don't care on this show. And I'm going to talk about WP Bacon. I think we mentioned this on another show. WPBacon.com. Not only does it mix two of my favorite things, you know, I would say, you know, probably top five. These are two of my top five favorite things, WordPress and bacon. And it is a new WordPress podcast coming out. And they have announced their – well, I would – tell you it's on WP Daily, but it's not. But if you go to WPBacon.com, they have a countdown ticker. Their first show's in 12 days. It's going to be July 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. And their first guest is pretty interesting. They have John O'Nolan. O'Nolan, I always say that wrong. O'Nolan, whatever. The guy behind the Ghost Project, which we have discussed quite a bit on this show. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see that. And I think it's interesting that they're bringing on somebody from, it's a WordPress podcast, but someone outside of WordPress but was deeply involved in WordPress. So I think that's an awesome host to have on or a person to have on the show. And it's being hosted by the Fat Media. I don't know if it's all of Fat Media or what, but I guess we'll see. There's a countdown. Punch in your email. Check it out. I know I'll be tuning in. They say they're the most badass WordPress podcast ever. That's debatable. We're pretty badass. Maybe if we say the 10 a.m. Eastern time slot, they're the badass.
Well, hey, listen, two big mistakes here that obviously makes them not the most badass WordPress podcast ever. One, calling yourself the most badass WordPress podcast ever, period, just kind of dilutes that whole idea. Secondly, you're kicking off here July 23rd, and you don't have the Dradcast on as your first folks, so you just completely kicked your own ass is what you did there. Now, this is what I do have to put out there. If you don't know the folks at Fat Media, you need to go check them out. They're kick-ass. So that said, move away from your little H1 tag here around your WordPress podcast being awesome, and you guys will completely kill it. I'm definitely tuning in. I know they're going to put on a good show. They're really great folks, and I wish them the best of luck. We need more shows.
Robert, you better have us on, or at least the Rad from Drad. I mean, yeah. At the very least. Wow.
Hey, put out the Cuban guy. We don't need him.
just fluff.
And you can already start sending like emails, so maybe I'll come on too.
I love it.
Yeah, you better get it started. Maybe by episode 18, if you're lucky, Saeed will actually respond, and he'll show up a good 5 minutes before you go live.
Yeah, dude, it's named WP Bacon. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, and that's I like what is being thrown out here in the chat. Their little news snippet should be called Bacon Bits. Bacon
Bits. That needs to happen.
Needs to happen.
Dradcast obviously is the best name ever, but I don't know, WP Bacon. There's something behind that. I like that.
Oh, it's going
to
be
a lot of different directions with that one. Well, check it out. I'm excited. More podcasts, the better. In fact, I tweeted earlier, not to prolong, but I tweeted earlier, I think there's more WordPress podcasts now than there are WordPress news sites.
Oh, man, where's that crash button? Yeah, that didn't work out.
That one.
Your timing is the white boy's off beat.
I'm off tonight. I'm a little off on my sound effects. Epic
fail. Man, so
I'll take it.
Where are we at with the bar tricks here? Let's see. Syed, go ahead, brother.
So, you know, mine is a little bit off WordPress just because I think, you know, you can't just stay on your computer always working. You got to get healthy. You know, I see everybody just going crazy about their health, drinking all the beer and typing away, not getting their exercise in. So I'll push, you know, my own website, steadystrength.com. Go there to, you know, work out and be healthy.
I love this picture, the first picture, the top left picture of you, Saeed, with the barbells, like the dumbbells. Like, it's really it's a good shot, man. I didn't realize you were quite that ripped, but, man, you're really it's like
I know. Muscle. Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, when you hang out with me, you'll get like that.
Wow. Just
it. Saeed's a very healthy guy. One thing I would suggest is if you're at, like, a WordPress after party, don't sit next to him because you'll be drinking a beer, having a great time, and he'll be like, you know, those are empty calories, right? Like, I don't put that crap in my body. They're empty calories. I'm like, wow, thanks, man. You really make me feel good about this beer.
Yes, this beer was a great idea.
Oh, I'm going to go home and cry for a minute.
Here's my bar trick here is called Sprite Pad. It's created by KISS. It's a pretty cool CSS sprite creation tool. And what you do is you get started, you log in, you get this empty, like, graph paper, and then you just start dumping your images in there, move them around how you want, and then it allows you to create a sprite on the fly with some CSS stuff. Now, some of you old heads that are really into doing this kind of your own, you know, your own way without a generator may not be fond of this, but I found it a pretty quick and easy way to create sprites. You know, smaller sprites without having to do a lot of the guesswork and so on. So if you get a chance, go check out Sprite Pad. That is my trick for the week. San Francisco coming up July 26th through the 28th. You got the Drad in the house, so that'll be legit. Looking forward to that. That'll be exciting. It'll be good to catch up with everybody that's going to be there. But Brad and the WDS company that I love so much to get to hang out with. So that'll be fun. I know that WordCamp Europe now is moving along, and from my understanding, there's going to be quite a large group there. But I know that Brad and myself have booked all of our accommodations at this point. So it is 100% happening at this point.
You want to hear a disaster that's going to happen? Dre and myself and the entire Woo Themes company, as I understand it, are staying at the same hotel. So that'll be the end of the show when we hit right before WordCamp Europe. So we'll be sure to sign off, and we will not delete all of our content or take it down, but probably will not be making it back. But we'll go out in style, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Guns a-blazing. The West is in the house. It'll be good. So there's that. Pressnomics 2 coming up middle of October. And then, there's plenty of other camps sprinkled in the middle there. Syed, I'll tell you what. Episode 018 would not have been as awesome without you. Where can folks find you?
You can find me at WPBeginner.com or on Twitter at WPBeginner.
All right. And Mr. Bradford, where can we get a hold of you?
Twitter, man, Williams BA, or you can go to my blog, Strange Work, and be all first this month at some point.
I am Dre Meda, DREMEDA. Other people called me Sean Connery. That's right. That's right, folks. You heard it here first. I'm not Dre anymore. I'm Sean Connery. And with that, we're signing off on 018 of the Dragcast, folks. We'll holler at you next week. Same bad channel, same bad time. Have a great one, folks. We're out. Booyah! Two books fairly down the street.